Welcome to a special edition podcast for the Journal of Neurosurgery Pediatrics. We are joined today by Dr. Shenandoah Robinson and Dr. Alan Cohen, pediatric neurosurgeons with Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital of the Case Western Reserve University School of Medicine in Cleveland, Ohio. They are here to discuss their article, Neurological Injuries from Car Surfing, which was recently published online in the Journal of Neurosurgery Pediatrics. Thank you both for being here. I guess we should start off with the most obvious question, which is, what exactly is car surfing?
Car surfing is an uncommon but dangerous activity that occurs when an individual rides on the outside of a moving vehicle. And surfing is something that we normally associate with the beach and water, and cars and surfing really don't mix. And we became interested in this when we saw a series of patients that had been injured from car surfing.
Who does this, and why do they do it?
Well, we and others have found that it's mostly done by males, and it often is done by adolescents and people in young adulthood. And this is a group that tends to engage in other dangerous behaviors as well. These patients seem to have significant injuries, and we really couldn't understand why they were doing this behavior.
These were all your patients. Were you able to talk to them at all about their motivation?
Well, we asked them, but they were generally not that forthcoming. I mean, I think in hindsight, many of them realized that it was perhaps not the best judgment. They may not want to fess up to their motivations, especially if their family is sitting around in the room with them.
Your article includes a discussion of media depictions of car surfing. What effect do you think this has on individual children choosing to undertake this behavior?
It's difficult to tell you. We noticed this correlation, but we obviously cannot prove cause and effect, and that would be a lot more difficult to demonstrate. There has been a correlation in the number of injuries nationally with the release of some of these forms of media, but again, we really weren't in a position to be able to do the types of statistics that would be necessary to prove that kind of cause and effect. We just noticed the association.
And these were depictions like in the TV show Jackass or on YouTube, correct?
Yeah, so there's a lot of videos on YouTube that demonstrate this behavior, and they perhaps don't portray the injuries the kids have afterwards.
What led you to conduct this study, and how does your experience locally fit with the national experience?
At Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital, we have a trauma center, and we take care of kids who have been injured either in motor vehicle accidents, sometimes in sports-related events. And what we noticed was that we had a number of kids who had an unusual mechanism of injury, that they had been riding on the hood or roof or back of a car, a moving car, and fell off. And we saw a number of those, and the injuries that these kids had were serious. They had intracranial hematomas, blood clots inside the skull, and skull fractures, and the consequences were quite severe. And so we thought maybe there was a trend going, and we asked a bright young medical student that we have here at Case Western Reserve, Art Wang, if he would be interested in taking a look at this. And he mined our trauma data and did some innovative work looking at other sources of information, including YouTube, and we found some interesting information about this entity, and to our knowledge, this is the first report of the neurological consequences of this dangerous activity, car surfing.
Do you find that this is a purely American phenomenon, or have there been reports of car surfing in other countries?
Well, the data that we have access to is from the United States, but because the Internet is worldwide, we expect that this is something that's going on in other countries as well. We have our patients from Ohio, and our patients were in an urban area. The injuries have happened in urban and rural areas, and we think that this is something that's happening, not so much a function of the location, but the age. This is an adolescent activity. It's an activity largely of adolescent males, and quite frankly, it's a dumb thing to do, to get on the roof or the hood of a moving car. You can imagine that there can be really bad consequences, and we've seen them.
Is it possible that there were other victims of car surfing accidents that were treated at your institution that maybe you and Dr. Robinson didn't see because they didn't have neurological injuries?
Well, that's an interesting question. And, you know, when we see people who are injured in trauma from, say, motor vehicle accidents, our trauma center has physicians and surgeons from multiple disciplines, and often there'll be a head injury associated with a bodily injury as well. What was interesting in the patients that we found in this series, and we mined our trauma data bank for patients who had car surfing injuries, the injuries were all neurological. Every one of the patients in the series had a neurological injury, and we didn't see injuries elsewhere. And perhaps that's related to the fact that the patients fall and strike their head. We see falls and head injuries from bicycles, but the severity of the injuries that we've seen from the moving vehicles, from car surfing, is much worse than the injuries that we've seen elsewhere.
How do you account for that? Why are car surfing injuries worse?
But we've been lucky in that we've been able to convince at least a small group of the kids to wear their helmets. Nobody who was car surfing was actually wearing a helmet. So that's, I think, improved the outcomes for the children that ride bicycles and do get into accidents. If they wear their helmet, they're much less likely to have a severe injury.
And it's important to remember that this is an acceleration or deceleration injury. The car is moving along at a clip and either stops or accelerates quickly, and so the child is already moving along, not helmeted, and the results of trauma to the head can be quite severe.
In looking at the national data, where geographically did you find car surfing to be most common?
Well, we looked at the states with the highest number of fatalities and the fatality rate for the population within the state, and we found that they were most common in California and Texas and Florida. And you may presume that it's because they have more warm weather. It's hard to tell. Again, that's sort of beyond the scope of this particular paper.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about car surfing or your research?
We've seen 7 patients in our series since 2001. And the injuries were severe. They included skull fractures and intracranial hematomas, blood clots inside the skull. These can be life-threatening, and there are fatalities that have been reported nationally from car surfing. So I think it's important to recognize the severity of this particular type of activity, and I think it seems obvious, but probably worth reminding people that a car is a vehicle for transportation, and if you're going to use one, it's best to be inside it rather than outside it when it's moving.
Fair enough. Well, thank you both very much for joining us and for your excellent contribution to JNS Pediatrics.
Thank you.
The article is Neurological Injuries from Car Surfing, and the full text is available from July 17th on the JNSPG online section of the Journal of Neurosurgery Pediatrics website, thejns.org/toc/ped/forthcoming.